as my great Rebbe, but also as a father. I would like to call upon our Rosh HaYeshiva HaGoen, Rabbi Yemeya Bloch. Will you please rise? Principal faculty, student body of the high school department of the Yeshiva, Talmidei HaYeshiva, parents, and the guests. My own God in his hand to help me to a message. Freedom of American, as a grave as this is Mr. Hans of Tot. Im Törermäßig ist es in der Hausmörder Hashem und der Teire Tomlin. Er hat den, er hat den Abraham-Steg. In Gott ist Abraham, der Pfarrer der Kinder gewesen. Wie immer, dass sie wirklich symbolisch was es meint, a high school department for secular meeting in a Hilda Yeshiva. Ich weiß nicht, even the history from Amerikaner schools is a soldier kumen as by high school graduation the American Gewichtigkeit from the school where man graduated teach soll a sich viel Geist von Tere und Inhalt von Tere ausgebracht werden. Von mir aber ist ein Schein geblieben, erst zu überleichten die zweite Seite. Eben. Was er sieht, wie der leuchtende Wichtigkeit von Liebe der Teure, und er ist eine vitale, erwundernde Wichtigkeit für die Säckelere, die Mütter, das er mir geben, wenn es auch nicht wird. Bevor ich dann rausgekommen bin, eben, was mir gefällt, die Frage, was ist da die Ursache, was bei der Graduation von der High School macht man einen gewissen Parat? Ich meine, nicht so gewaltig ist oder andere. Aber jedenfalls, man macht dort feierlich, man lässt ein Gerst, man lässt ein Eltern zu tauschen. Und was mich an der Gita Palmisch und die Schiebe Schmichert, ist Golis, Red Golis, Amar Golis, Röse. Und da wisst ihr nicht, da wisst ihr nicht, da kommen die Schmiche, gibt einem Halie, oder die Mäste, das heißt gar nicht von dem Garde auf Halie. Ja, das ist vieles Baden, aber mit Golis. Und kein Parad. Und da haben wir, leider hat es sogar vorgestellt, dass man muss sehr wirken, da wo es fühlt sich ein bisschen an Schwachkeit. Die Leitache in Borach, in Telsor ist hier, darf man haben Schiedlück auf die Mütter gehen. Auf die Mütter geht es vor, dass er ein bisschen Schiedlück. Borach hat jemals, der Geist geht auf Teire, Teire ist heilig und Teire ist grey. Und ein paar Joche, die da nicht alle ungeschwacht, das ist eine individuelle Arbeit, man darf mit dem Individuum darf man arbeiten. Aber einbringen an Geist, auf Teire ist wichtig, darf man nicht. Und also ich weiß wieder, als den Graduation auf mir in der Rüstungsmaterie, für einen anderen Zugang. Gerade du, da bin ich mir geschehen, weil das wird verdunkelt durch die große Licht von Teure, was brennt in jedem Karten, fordert man dort ein bisschen, fordert man dort ein bisschen, ein Rüst zu heben und ein Rüst weisen, ein Respekt und eine Anerkennung, denn die Wichtigkeit von der Sache. Und ich will von jetzt wegen Sohn. Ich will nicht den ganzen Abweichung von meiner Aufgabe zu halten, nach Terra-Message. Ich lebe, ich will ja halten, nach Terra-Message. Nur der Terra-Message ist sein, der teure Gedanken und der teure Inhalt, was ich verrannen in solchen Sachen, was überschlechtlich, dachte, hat es nicht in Terra. Wir wissen, der Messias ist schon gesagt, als die Madrige von Gdusche. Was ist Gdusche also, Kenne? Sagt der Kodis, ja, Schilig von Atos. Prisus, ja, Klemmere Madrid mit Gdusche. Weil Prisus meint, er muss sich zurückziehen von irdischen Interessen, um sich zu halten genug Grenz und nicht zu halten genug als der gehörige Heil der Heiligkeit von sein Wesen. Ach, konnte ich dann sich nicht zurückziehen dazu, weil bei ihm werden sie die ganze Union von seinem Leben, werden sie schrägere Millionen Gedüsche Mannes, werden es Gedüsche. Bei ihm ist alles, was er tut, zu erlässt, er trinkt, zu erwartet und beschäftigt sehr, ist er sehr Appell von seinem Gedüsche dicken Leben. Sie do an alte Kasse. A estet da beira koladaz mi Yisroel, Yisroel e meil gdoshin ki yus. Alli is on zain gdoshin. Was ist alli is on zain gdoshin? Gdoshin zeer a weite madrege, zeer a weite madrege zu doch remmen. Das kommt in Gorot, die letzte Staplen von dem größten Ausstatt, wo es am Mensch kella aufsteigen. Und sehr wenig können doch zu der Griechen. Mit der Moll hoffen wir am Mitzwe, da wäre auch Kula, das mir ist so, und Rache sagt, dass die Parche ist gesungen geworden, gerade von allem zusammengesammelt und allem in Utigen durchgabe von gewissen Kindern. Sie doch das wieder näher erklären gern, nach Eindachten mir zu erklären, aus dem folgenden Leben. Sie verhaben zwei Begriffe in Gdusche. Sie verhaben die Begriffe von Gdusche in dem Way of Life, in dem ganzen Weg von Leben, und sie verrahmen die Welt der Linie zum Gdüchen, um die Details zu lernen. Die Details zu lernen, ist sehr schwer, zählig zu machen. Wir sind zu viel verbunden mit Achonas. Wir sind zu viel verbunden mit irdischen Instinkten. Aber wir sollen können unsere irdischen Sachen zählig machen. Und erwarte da immer noch ganz zu einfach von der Madrege, an wir sollen kennen, sein, die Deutsche in dem Sinn, wie der Messias die Schoren erklärt, die Deutsche. Dieser Verfahren, nicht die Details, aber die General Way of Life, der Hochweg der Lebensinteresse. Dort ist er schlicht auf jeder Linie. Sie ist er ein Talmidchochen, sie ist er ein Businessman, sie ist er ein Professional, sie ist er ein Arbeiter, ganz gleich. Aber nie darf wissen, als geschaffen geworden, dieser Lekadisch im Schmein. Aber seine Lebensaufgabe, sein Ziel im Leben, seine Richtung in Ausflüssen unternimmt, da sein gerichtet Buch oder dem Standpunkt, was er wird eine Aufgabe, gerecht zu werden und nicht zu tun, gerechtes Farbe. Er hat graduated, die High School. Und wo er Hashem, Rabbi, man ist das vorgestellt im Future Stairs, die Faculty. Ich rede euch, jedenfalls aber vor allem erklärt, dass ich nicht etwas genommen habe, Teacher das Jesus zu sein. Das ist ausgeklügen die beste von die städtische Highschool, die das vorhin die Härte gereicht von Wissenschaft jeder als sein Gebiet. Es ist eine Gegend von die beste. Und ihr hört wohl auch schon gut geendet. Der Mönche von euch jedenfalls. Nehmen wir nicht, Herr Jesus, wie ein Hassig das vergessen. Nein, ihr wart es vergessen. Ihr hört es nicht. Dort, was ihr euch schon, wie viel ihr euch in die Zeit erregen, die man Zeit ist, die euch durchgegeben, also gut, könnt ihr das nicht zurück, wenn ihr das nicht kriegen. Ihr könnt das nicht verbeißen. Wird aber die Scheuern, was ihr euch in der säkulären Mühlen, so nicht gehen in die Jüdut. Soll das nicht wäre nachher vergessen. Halt, ihr hört das nicht. Und ihr habt das nicht. Und ihr könnt gar nicht schaffen, aber statt andere Batolle, was man erlebt hat, sollte sehen, ab Italien mehr sich vertiefen und fortsetzen. Verwischt ja meine Sache, ein Yeshiva, man mit einer Yeshiva-Woche für Kopf,
mit der Teremeach, kein genug der Griechen, dort ist es fordert er, da er gebildet und damit kochen, er wird keinen Nichtreppen, Farbe, Welt und keinen Hund im Gehirn Einfluss auf der Welt, wie er darf zu sein. Ihr darf das nicht erzählen, ihr wollt genug Tempel dazu, da in der Tölle ist hier. Ihr wollt es nicht. Jetzt, ab das, was ihr heute bekommen, ist auch versetzt wie ein Patrizier Meier. Wir haben doch in einzigen Partien nur gelernt, was Kirchhoff hier ist. Was Kirchhoff hier ist, als Mächer Abinu hat gehad die Möglichkeit, etwas mehr mit Kirchhoff zum Schemein zu sein, wenn er wohl zum Stehen gerät und er schon gehad ein größeres Interesse, ein größeres Eindruck. Es wird jetzt mehr Erholzungen, Verwunderung für die göttliche Kraft. Und er hat es gemacht, schwacher Abitur, wie schon die Gräte sich gewöhnt der Öhne zu sein. Legt da rein, jetzt mit aller Ehre Kirche, verwendet mit Gedüse auf Kuhlen, na verwendet Kuhlen auf Gedüse. Und hoch auf Litte, die Schema 10, steht in Sefer Bereshit, אז תלכומה דם ונימו לגידו גיסטנן, הוא חליטר לשם אתם, דוקטרטי ישראשי התחילו להסתמל בשמייס. מאותו גדילת מלך מתשמייס. מהם צריכים לרנן צילי קומץ האסוגר שיקן לזה חליט מתשמייס, אני בייסים. הוא זה סרוונדס עקול. עוד הוא חל, אז יזדבור ובוח הביט, שבוח הביט אינטרסו, עוד נפל ניס, Die Hechte hat so geschehen, was ihm. Kölner Mensch, die der Lehrung teilt. Ey, ihr seid nicht befähigt zu den Griechen, die Madrid ist als Dusche in Dusche von dieser Leben. Oder sie als Körper von Dusche in dem Dusche von dieser Leben. So sagt Kölner Mensch, die Lehrung. Kölner ist Griech, und die Regierung ist Griech, in Baptist Brindung ist, wenn man das vorher noch kennenlernen. Aber er ist das Wochedicke, scheinbar Wochedicke in ihr Leben. Das wäre am Mittel zu Gedüche und zu Kiddisch Hashem. Jeder Meile, jeder Ewigste, was ein Mensch hat, wird verwendet werden von dem Glück für seine eigene Gerechtigkeit und von der Gerechtigkeit und der größte Volk.
Danke sehr. Der Grüße war der Yeshiva, der Torah-Message. Mir durch Tache der Yeshiva hat mir erlaubt, auf die Tate, was sie gefragt geworden, was macht man das Parade von der Highschool-Graduation und nicht in einer Schwicht Miche, was hier geämt wird. Der jüdische Volk feiert allemal den Gemahr von der Sache und nicht dem Anfang. Bagoyen ist ein Jontem, Jontem der erste Tag von Woch. Bagoyen ist ein Jontem der letzte Tag von Woch, wenn alles über Sachen gewohnt. Der größere Sinche, bei Tium hat Teure, wie es ist bei einem mehr wie Kabolas hat Teure. Sinche Steure machen mir ein größere Jontem, mehr wie wir machen, noch als Schwur ist bei Kabolas hat Teure. Also eine Sache, was wir feiern, auch der Gmar, wie der Rossi Sivo hat schon gesagt, die Einstellung, zu hechere Limmudim Sekulere, wie da me feiert a Gmari des a Simche. Als me feiert Miche, das ist nicht in Gmari, nur an Mitten. Und der Rieder hat hier sich erlebt zu sagen, als er das feiert, me nach a Paradle meifern, und der andere sagt nicht. I would like to ask, I want to guess, to please distribute the certificates to the graduates.
Thank you. Kill two birds with one shot now.
You were afraid I'd take some more pictures, so at least you eliminated that.
Help me along.
I did not eliminate that. Honored Dean of the Yeshiva, Hagon Meyer Bluff.
All right.
Getting ready for me.
Neither can I admit it. Okay.
Honored rabbis, teachers of the school, both of the Hebrew and English departments, graduates as well as guests and students body. I'm not on the program, and I don't expect to deliver a sermon of any length. Neither will I try to guess at the moment, although I thought that perhaps you've noticed our lateness, our tardiness in coming into this room. But that was due to the fact that even though that I drive, or rather I drove in from Milwaukee to Cleveland, it just happened that within the last few hours we had 8 flat tires. We had to feed 8 people. My friends, and I may call you such because all of us that are interested in Torah are friends. Call you Yisrael, Aravim, Zelazer. We are all bound to one another. We are all united by principle, by heritage, and also we are united to each other by the Torah. Carefully to the words of our honored rabbi and dean of the yeshiva, and perhaps I may say that I don't agree fully with his way of reasoning. Because I do know that even our Chachmei HaTalmud had a different outlook on life. They have been realistic people, not angels. They have lived within their own generation. And they haven't been martyred to the extent that they had to sacrifice their lives for the generation in order to prove their point, but rather they have been models for their generation, for the generation to copy, to imitate. And therefore we find that we had many great men who had other talents besides their Hebraic ways of reasoning, their scholastic achievements, their vast knowledge of education, but also they were admired for their philosophies, for their professions, and etc. That in itself was compared to the way of protecting the diamond that laid within that holy box, their mind, the precious diamond being the Torah. The people of the world at large admired them because they knew that they were not separate and apart or a segregated unit, a segregated people, a phenomenon within the generation. They were integrated. They were part and parcel of the people at large, but on a higher level. And that was very important. Now, I'm not going to continue with a lengthy speech, but I'm going to give you a very specific example. Perhaps it's a new theory on a prayer that you say every single day. You know that our Kriya Shema is such an important prayer that it is protected from either side by blessings. It's guarded by those wonderful blessings of Yotzer Hamoros and Habocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. Now in that prayer of Ahavas Olam, or as perhaps there are some here that are of the Sephardic origin, and they say Ahavo Rabo Ahavtonu, and then they say Ahava Solon. Together with that, I will appease them by mentioning both. But in that prayer, we have an element of genius when they created that prayer. And when we say Chemlo Gedola Visero Chomalto Olenu, O God, thou hast shown us
great compassion. Compassion that has no example. A compassion that is greater than the human understanding, than human vision, than human creativeness. And what do we follow out with? Alvino Malkeno, O God, our Master, our King. And we pray to him. Because of our ancestors that have had extreme faith in you. And so on and so forth, and then we come to a part. A part that is so simple. The same Bilibeno Lahovin Ulahaskil Lishmoa Lilmod Ulalamo Elamid Lishmo Velasu to Lakayan is called Divri Samutu Sefa Biabo. It's a wonderful prayer. And when we beseech our Father in heaven for understanding, we can understand that. When we ask him that we should know how to study, we can understand that. When we ask him that we should be able to impart our knowledge to others, we can understand that. But in that prayer, we also mention a word, V'lo nikolein li'olam void. We shall never be disgraced. And naturally, when we make such an important prayer or plea to him, when we beseech him for so many wonderful qualities and faculties for our human beings, it would follow out that this has no place. This simple word or this simple phrase has no place in that prayer. We'll only call him the olden boy, that we shouldn't be disgraced. We shouldn't be ashamed. After all, why should we be ashamed? Because we study, because we impart our knowledge, because we are great men, because we are scholastic beings? No. But the point is that even though we have wisdom, even though we have understanding, even though we have achieved greatness in our own field, there may be other people that may point at us and say, this man or this woman is a disgrace to the community. They are not integrated in the community. Even our knowledge may sometimes be a disgrace to us. If we are branded or labeled as a Talmud Chacham, if we are considered as wise people and we come within a group of people, and we don't show even Kiddush Hashem along those lines that protect the honor and the prestige of our knowledge, that in itself is also a shame for the Jew. It isn't required of the Jew to learn his language fluently and to learn all of his sciences thoroughly because it is required of a Jew to do so. No. I certainly haven't done that because I don't believe in that type of a principle. I believe that Torah, Minashamayim, that's the Iker. Definitely so. But we have to guard that it shouldn't be disgraced. It shouldn't be hurt. It's that diamond within the crystal, within that box. It should be protected so that no one can throw a blemish on it and say, look, that man is living in a different age. He's living in antiquity. He isn't living in the 20th century. I'd rather see a modern young man coming up with the full resourcefulness of his knowledge, of his Torah knowledge, but nevertheless be able to carry that through, be able to penetrate and to permeate the atmosphere which is non-Jewish. That you should also have that knowledge to show them that it's possible to be a true Jew. It's possible to be a Goyim. And it's also possible to have the other knowledge too. And it shouldn't remove you even one iota from your religiosity, from your religiousness, from your fervor of spirit. Of course, my friends, I'm going to conclude with that. When it comes to a topic of this kind, I often go off on a tangent, and therefore I will say it will suffice. And continue with the presentation of these diplomas. Perhaps my words were a little contrary. I'll ask forgiveness. But nevertheless, it is what I feel in my heart. I know that's exactly the example that I would like to have of my own child and also of the other children. Into a synagogue, and I see a man there occupying the pulpit. And We see that the people are seated there. I want those people to look up to their leader, not to look down upon him. And that is a very important point in life, because you are training for leadership, whether you're going into the rabbinate, or whether you will remain teachers, or whether you will go into the business world, and you will carry the name of Kells along with you. I want those people with whom you have contact to say, look, the Kells and Yeshiva has embedded within that mind of the boy a wonderful knowledge of Torah. You can't swerve that boy away from his religion, but on the other hand, he isn't living away from this world. He is within this world. He's right with us. He understands our problems quite well.
Well, I have the honor to present this diploma to my old son, Mr. Mister, may I call you Mister?
And last but not least, may I thank you in my own name for giving me this opportunity of presenting these diplomas to the graduates. May God give you courage to look very, very courageously into the future, and may you not be found wanting in any of the attributes that young men of your caliber and of your stature and of your abilities should have. Thank you.
We have deviated from the program a little bit. I'll take something else that is not on the program. We have with us here tonight also a member of Angelus HaYeshiva, who is sitting right here, one who we all very well know and admire, the Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Goren Ramos HaGif. Rosh HaYeshiva,
Rav Manitz, principal of the high school, chairman of the evening, Rabbi Dessler, the faculty, graduate student body, ladies and gentlemen, and all friends present. Now, I'm not too happy about the fact that I've been asked to say a few words here at the conclusion of the evening for a very simple reason. I wanted for once the graduates to feel that I really come here to participate in the synagogue, not to deliver speeches in the dressing. And I thought I was going to get out of it this evening. But I think it's in my mouth. 20 years ago, 1933, I was a graduate of high school. It was a very nice evening, a wonderful evening. I felt especially grateful for the fact that I knew that in 3 months later I'd be on the ship to Taylor. It was a wonderful feeling that time. And therefore, knowing the feeling that rests in the hearts of those who graduate, who have gone through a period in life, who have reached a milestone in a certain field of education, I'd like to participate. I see I'm one of them. What if you're looking at Dr. Joseph? The bottom of the film on the dip reason of folks. That's one of the things, by the way, you have to learn, too, on the dip reason of folks. Now, Torah has been heard here throughout the evening. Meshan, Adigaret, Adrush, Asamed, and the rope. The Rashishidas, when you think they start dying, for Peter Garet, 18 yonim, 19 yonim, you have made us to join with your Pashtana with the rest. Chase is after the rest, I'm told. Now, I'm not going to say any prayer. You know that among my varied activities and interests, I have a hobby of Jewish history. And I'm going to quote something from Jewish history. After the destruction of the Second Jewish Commonwealth, written by Shane, when Israel lay trodden beneath the heel of the Roman Empire, and when the Romans thought that they had well taken care of Israel for all time, there arose men in the world who felt that now was the time had arrived, was right, to discredit the entire history of Israel, to deny the cultural values of the Jews, the moral achievements of the Jews, the intellectual attainments of the Jews. Now is the time when it is beneath the heel of the Romans. And there rose up a Greek whose name was Apion. And he wrote a work
to discredit the Jewish people. He denied them their history. He said they were young people who just blew up this fairy tale of stemming from an Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. It was a work that created a lot of ill will. And a Jew wrote a work of apologetics against Appian. He was not a tanner. He was not in a mirror. When I swore I should have raised the kindness of him. Oh, but I didn't think of it. His name was Josephus. And he started in the work. Well, the glory of the Green Liberator says that you have to study Josephus in order to understand a good bit of Chazal. This Josephus wrote a work, Contra Apionis, to deny all the arguments of Apion. And in that work, he seeks to bring forth the greatness of the Jews. Do you know what he cites as an example of the greatness of Klal Yisrael? The fact, he says, that we do not suffer. Do you know what he cites as an example of the greatness of Klal Yisrael? The fact, he says, that we do not suffer ignorance. We don't stand for our manassas. We don't like the business. We don't like it. And to prove that it's so, that we the Jews don't like ignorance, he quotes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, long, long ago, made it the custom in Israel that the Torah be read every week in the congregation of Israel. Kriyas HaTorah is Limud HaTorah, learning, gaining knowledge. Ezra proceeded from there further and made it twice weekly. It's not enough to study Torah just once a week, to be in contact with Torah just once a week. You have to have it a few times during the week also. Not how you get a homie who are continually studying, but every Jew, the rank and file, a people who can make this law, who can demand of every member of the nation that he engage in the study of Torah, in gaining knowledge, in drinking from the fountain of wisdom. That people is a cultural people. That people is a moral people. That people is an intellectual people. This was said by an historian who understood that if one seeks to understand Nishmat Yisrael, the soul of our people, it can be understood only through the study of Torah, through seeking knowledge through Torah, through the channels of Torah. No one has ever said, and certainly not for us who see this tonight, that we are segregated from secular culture. To the contrary, will us see the statement so clearly that there is no such thing as secular culture. It's all part of Torah. If it's true, then it's Torah. If it's false, it is indeed secular. That's what the Rashishita said here tonight. He tried to impart to all those students and to the graduates the full idea and understanding of the fact that what they were doing here in the past 4 years, in the hours they spent in high school, was not Piku Torah. Those were not our faith in removing oneself from the sphere of Torah knowledge and Torah learning. But those were ours spent to good advantage. Those were ours spent in gaining fields of knowledge that can be of great use to one throughout life in a Torah understanding, in a Torah philosophy. And he went much further. So I heard him say that it would be wise, it would be proper, it would be beneficial for a Talmid a Yeshiva on his own, using the intellectual strata that the study of Torah imparts to a student of Torah, to use that to good advantage, to seek deeper delving into those fields of general study which are so necessary in order to appear in a community as a leader, to impart the message of Torah, and to make of the community a Torah community. That's what I heard the Rosh Yeshiva say here tonight. I heard no argument against secular knowledge. I heard nothing said against general study. What I did hear was that if we should, because of the great value of the general study, decide to spend the major portion of our time spent in study throughout life for these general studies, the result will be that we may become fine scientists. We may become great linguists. We may become great historians. We may become great everything, but we will also become great Americans in Toyota. That's what I heard the Rosh Yeshiva say. And in order to guard against this sea of Americas in which we find ourselves in this country today, the Rosh Yeshiva said, and he says it continually, we all say it together with him, he's our Rebbe, and we think as he thinks. We all say together that it is impossible to gain value of secular, no, not secular, of general study if it is not founded upon a strong basis of Torah, if it is not built upon a Jew permeated with Torah, Torah knowledge, Torah wisdom, Torah values, the moral, cultural values which the study of Torah can impart to man. That is our lesson. That's what we seek to teach. And for that have we created, tells the Yeshiva. We shall continue to teach so. And we are convinced that those of our students who shall heed these teachings and who shall follow in the road that we have met, the Ezer Hashem, for them, the road that has been proven true by Jewish history throughout the ages, those who shall follow this road will be great individuals in Jewish life, not segregated bachlorim who will be looked down upon, but great men, outstanding figures in the community, integrated in the communities in which they live, looked up to as the light of Israel, bin Hale of Yomeinu, Amen.
I would like to ask Mrs. Deitch, president of the Ladies Auxiliary, who sells the Yeshiva in Los Angeles, please to come up front and to give this certificate of award to... Would you please? This is an annual custom. The valedictorian of the class every year is given a complimentary subscription by the Reader's Digest for 1 year. Would you please give that?
The staff has given me this evening. I cannot express to you my gratefulness to God.
We'll ask the Mayor Yeshiva now to lead in a singing of all the locations.
Amen.